Well, let's now continue our scripture reading. We're in the book of Romans, and today we come to Romans chapter 14 and verse 13. We'll go from there to the end of the chapter. You'll find it on page 1207 using the Pew Bible. Now, while you're turning there, let me make some comments. Paul, in this chapter, is talking about Christian liberty in a context where there's differences of opinion. And there are matters about which the scripture is not perfectly clear, and Christians will have different views. One of the particular issues in the early church would have been the eating of food sacrificed to idols. In many of those cities, there was no, you could not buy food that was not sold in a marketplace where there was not idol worship going on. And some Christians felt that that was a sin to do. Others felt it was not a sin. And Paul's general rule is let's not stand in judgment on one another. He's going to emphasize that. Now today there's the length of hymns and exactly how long it should be, which youth novels should be read, social use of alcohol, the smoking of pipes, whatever. And Paul makes comments here in general. His general rule is that things that are made by God have a proper use. He says in verse 14, I'm persuaded that nothing is unclean, but if your conscience feels that it is, then you should respect that, and we should not judge one another. There's to be a gracious dynamic in the church where there's differences of opinion. Now, when he says don't judge each other, that does not mean that the civil magistrate should not punish criminals. It does not abrogate the biblical call to church discipline on the part of the elders, but it's a spirit in the church where the faith of our neighbor is actually more important than our exercise of liberty. If I feel that I'm free to do something, but others might be hindered by it, then I should exercise discretion. I should not rub their noses in it, for instance. In fact, we have here one of the great statements, verse 17, is the rule. What really matters are the spiritual things of the church. The faith of one another, the unity of the church. And then Paul says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the rule that should guide us, not judging one another, but exercising our own faith and good conscience before the Lord. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at Romans 14:13. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding. Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. May God be praised through the reading and then the hearing of his holy word. Amen.